You're listening to the Fantasy Alarm MLB DFS Podcast with hosts John Impemba and James Grande.
What is going on, FA Nation? John Impemba here with James Grande. This is the Quick Pitch MLB DFS Podcast recording here for Wednesday's 9-game main slate kicking off at 7:05 Eastern PM. We do have an early slate as well. If you have any questions on that, please get us in the Discord. We'll be more than happy to assist with your lineup construction. But as always, we focus on the main slate here. We got DraftKings and FanDuel open in front of us. James, man, how we doing?
Doing good. Should be a nice 8 or 9-game slate, depending on which set you're playing on. Right. And I think both
FanDuel's have only given us 8 on their main slate. So, yeah.
Yeah, it should be a fun slate. Honestly, like at this point, I think anything under 10 games is really where I've been best at reading the board. And been my most successful nights this year. That said, it is 9 games or 8 games with Coors Field on tap, as we're getting a ton of runs scored on Tuesday night. I almost said Wednesday, considering I thought, or my fiance said it was Wednesday all day today, and then it wasn't. But yeah, should be a good slate, and I'm looking forward to it, John.
Yep. So the game we're missing over on FanDuel is the White Sox and the Royals game, for not included over on FanDuel, so we'll be mindful of that as we discuss the player pool. Let's jump into it, though. We talked about the plethora of starting pitching here for Tuesday's slate. Wednesday, they have some guys, but it's really top-loaded again, and then we're really, I think, searching for some value. A couple targets that come to mind, but we'll hit there when we get there. Top-priced pitchers on the slate. We had Justin Verlander and Sandy Alcantara up over 10K. And then Ryan, was it Peapot? Is that how we're going with this name here? Peapot? Peepo? I don't know. I'm never good with names. You all know that. I don't know why he is, but he's $10,300 as well. That's your DraftKings top three up over 10K. Over on Fan, Verlander and Alcantara over 11. Kyle Wright is over 10K.
So, Pepio.
Pepio. Tell me this. Pepio, fine, is $6,200 on FanDuel, and he's $10,300 on DraftKings.
If you want to know who is geared up for football and who's not, who is just replacing... Okay, this was supposed to be Clayton Kershaw. Crap, we forgot to change it. So let's just put Pepio here.
Let's just keep him at the same price. Why not?
Hopefully nobody realizes. Yeah, all right, let's hit submit. I think good to go. Verlander, Alcantara, Pepio. Yeah, no one will notice. I think that was kind of the conversation internally, but...
If you're giving them too much credit. There probably was no internal conversation. Some intern did a hot swap and was like, we're good to go.
Fair. That's probably... Shit, I should have changed this a week ago. Can't do anything about it now. Yeah, I mean, definitely a miss. Definitely in on Verlander and Alcantara on DraftKings.
Sandy's pitching against the Phillies for the 9th time, it feels like. He starts the year against them. This is going to be his 4th. He's dominated them.
Well, to his standards, no. Because his standards is sub 2 ERA, apparently, versus everyone else.
He did take a tough loss there the other day. 8 innings, 12 strikeouts in his last time he faced him.
I mean, the guy has been spectacular.
Hasn't allowed more than 2 runs in any of the 3 starts so far.
He's cut from a different cloth. We could just say that. Like, he is, how many complete games this year? Is 4? 1?
Yeah, he just 2, threw one.
3?
Just 4? Threw a complete game shutout against the Reds. Only 3 strikeouts, though, much to the dismay of all of the overtakers on a strikeout prop that day.
But to that, in that regard, yes, RIP to your potential winnings. But like in terms of DFS, I guess he would be the one guy I'm not overly concerned about strikeouts, right? Because he got 31 fantasy points because he had a complete game shutout. Each complete game, I mean, 31, 23, 36 fantasy points. I guess one of them wasn't a complete game. Did he throw 9 innings and they went extras? Yeah.
Possibly.
He threw a 9-inning shutout against Washington on June 8th, and it was not a complete game because they went into extra innings. So he technically only has 3 complete games. But he's like the one guy I'm not like overly concerned about the strikeout rate. Because what did we talk about, John? We talked about it. I don't know what Braxton Garrett finished with. But the Nationals, or the Phillies rather, weren't striking out a whole bunch against left-handed pitchers over the last month. I guess over the last month, 23.3% K rate versus righties is a little worse. So I guess there is some strikeout upside. But the Phillies have been like kind of better against in terms of strikeouts lately. So it could be another down game for Alcantara in that department.
Sure. Let's go to the next tier below. We got Kyle Wright against Boston. Johnny Cueto against Kansas City. Sonny Gray drawing the Dodgers. Not a matchup I think we're going to be looking at there. And then Nick Pivetta on DraftKings is 8,300. That's your 9K to 8K.
I mean, Kyle Wright in theory is okay, but Boston seems to have a little thump back. But they're shaking out a lot. I've said that to you tonight.
Yep.
Or I said that to you earlier in the day when I saw Charlie Morton's strikeout prop at 5.5. And it mainly had to do with Charlie Morton also striking out a whole bunch of guys. He had 32% strikeout rate in his last 11 starts. But Boston over the last month, 26.8% K rate, third highest in the league against right-handed pitching. And they struck out 7 times against Morton. We know Kyle Wright can strike guys out. It's obviously a little worrisome that he allowed 4 home runs against the Mets his last time out. And well, let's see, 4, 6, 9 home runs in his last 5 starts overall. That's a little concerning when you're facing Boston. 13-5 on the year, 124 strikeouts and 128 innings. I think there's some upside there. I know Johnny Cueto's been weirdly good. Still not going to pay $9,100 for him. Playing Sonny Gray.
Wright's the only guy in this range I would look at.
Yeah, I agree. And on FanDuel, mid-tier. Oh, Kyle Wright, 10-4, disgusting.
Berrios, I guess, is probably where we would go.
Yeah, Berrios in a good pitcher's park.
Yeah, he's much cheaper on DraftKings. Berrios, $7,300.
What's Keller? 66. Keller is 85 on FanDuel. Yeah. I don't hate that based on like recent performances from Mitch Keller.
Only one strikeout last time out.
But... it was weird. The strikeouts have been down the last 2 starts. Quality starts in 5 straight games. I wonder what his outs prop is going to be.
It's a good question. If it's under 18, though, probably looking good to get the over.
I mean, Arizona against righties over the last month, 20th in OPS.
Yeah.
And 19th in WOBA. So just throwing it out there. Obviously, Keller 66 more, but I don't also hate Keller 85 on FanDuel. Okay.
So Berrios is the cheap guy for me. I don't really like anybody else. I know. Baumgartner, left-handed pitcher against Pittsburgh. I get it.
Yeah, I know.
He's just not.
I mean, you called it. You said it last. What weren't we talking about this?
Yeah, he's dude. He's all of his underlying numbers are horrible.
Ten hits his last start.
18 hits in his last 2 games. Not 8 earned runs.
How about this?
The sky is falling on Mad Bum. The problem is that Pittsburgh does strike out a lot. They're not at all. They're very bad against left-handed pitching. So it's like, what is worse, Mad Bum here or Pittsburgh versus lefty?
Could you, obviously, from
Bumgarner a prop standpoint. Also very good at home this year, 3.31 ERA.
From a prop standpoint, you can't do this. But, like, you could stack against him. If you're playing multiple lineups, you could just do both.
True.
Like, you could hedge and say, he's been bad lately, and he's not missing bats. 2 strikeouts in the last 2 games. Granted, Colorado, righty. Heavy lineup and at Atlanta, not the best 2 matchups in the world. But he had 9 strikeouts against Washington. What an outlier that is.
Yeah, a team that Max Scherzer can't strike out. Mad Bum gets mad.
I think you hedge because you can play Mad Bum. Like, I'm not touching props with Mad Bum. I'm not. I think that's like a complete stay away. But in DFS.
I mentioned the 3.31 ERA at home. That's matched with a 4.67 XFIP. So.
Right. And he had a bad home. His last start against Colorado was at home.
Yeah.
Regression is here, John.
I agree with you. All right, let's go to catcher.
Whoa, you're just going to skip over, like, Dean Kramer versus the Blue Jays like that,
yep.
Dude? Okay.
Yep, I am.
Depending on a word on Aaron Play, I would play him against the Tigers, for the record.
Would you?
If there's, yeah. Coming off.
But I just worry that he's coming off. I don't like pitching guys off the IL. So
I'm not, like, you're not wrong. 6 1/3 scoreless against the Tigers earlier in the year. We know the Tigers struggle against right-handed pitching.
He only threw 4 innings in his last rehab start.
It's a wrist. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, he, and even DraftKings, like, the note here from Chris Assenheimer of the Elra Chronicle Telegram here on DraftKings says he may be on a pitch count. We'll see. If we get a report that there's no pitch count or 90 plus pitches, I would actually have interest in some capacity. 6,500 on both sites, I believe. So tournament only play. Detroit's just that, like, their offense is just that bad and they haven't really improved. I guess 19th in OPS against righties over the last month is something to write home about because it's better than it was, but still not really encouraging there.
Okay, now can we go to catcher?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
I didn't know if you were leading the dance there. Elias Diaz gets a lefty in course. He's been really bad of late, but we know he's good against lefties. We know he's good at home. So I would go there. Salvi's hitting a whole bunch of home runs since returning. You can play him in tournaments on DraftKings. If you want to fade Jose Berrios, Adley Rutschman continues to hit and just get on base a whole bunch. Almost a 500 OBP over his last 10 games. William Contreras, old speed demon there, hit a triple in Fenway tonight. Pivetta, we know, has kind of regressed. So I think those would probably be my above.
They got a 2,100 Yadi Molina in Coors against Freeland.
Yeah. They started Kinzer tonight, didn't they? So Yadi should firmly be back in that lineup. 19 runs in that game tonight. So if you faded Coors, I'm sorry. Andrew Kinzer has a 2-run single.
Hey.
So we should see Yadi back in the lineup. So yeah, that's going to be that's your cash game play.
Probably, right? You're punting catcher. Why don't I get Coors in exposure?
Yeah, because you could also, if you want your Coors exposure, but you want Verlander or Alcantara, you could also just play them both, punt Yadi at $2,100, and $3,800 the rest of your lineup is a reasonable.
Yeah, there's more value that we'll find for sure. So
right.
First base, you got Goldie in Coors, obviously against a lefty. You're going to love that matchup for him.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
We're gonna sucker ourselves into some White Sox here on DraftKings. All right, Bubich, lefty, going up against the White Sox lineup.
John, please, no.
We're in. We're already in. No Tim Anderson, but it doesn't matter. We're already in. Jose Abreu. Andrew Vaughn's got outfield eligibility.
Who have you lost? I mean, I don't know if I've lost more money on the White Sox or the Twins this year. I don't think you've played the Twins as much as I have.
No, I play a lot of Tigers, though, and that usually doesn't always work.
Yeah, you do play. Why are we playing the AL Central? What is wrong with this? This is our number one issue right here.
Yeah, the Tigers are just always so cheap. It paid off finally when they beat up Manaya, like I said they would, but that was about it.
John, do you want to hear some BVP real quick?
Sure.
Against Chris Bubich? I don't think you're going to like this very much.
She just shuts them down.
I don't think you're going to like this very much. Do you want me to just run
it? Doesn't matter. I'm playing him anyway, so go ahead. Okay, feed me the medicine.
All right. Jose Abreu, 2 hits in 16 at-bats.
Yeah.
Yasmani Grandel, 2-for-8. Eloy Jimenez, 0-for-14. Yoan Moncada, 0-for-10. Luis Robert, 0-for...
So they're all due, is what you're saying.
Andrew Vaughn, 3-for-6 with a home run.
This reminds me of when Chris Young, formerly of the Royals as well, used to shut down the Tigers when they had Victor Martinez and Miguel Cabrera and just that like World Series contending team Tigers. Chris Young might as well have been Nolan Ryan against that lineup. I lost more money sacking Tigers against Chris Young, and I would watch him throw 7 shutout and 9 strikeouts. I'm like, what is happening? Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown. So
6'11", Chris Young.
Yeah.
The ball is at the plate when he releases it because he's Stretch Armstrong.
It's wild the numbers that he had against them. But so yeah, so I fine. You know what?
Ignoring all BVP.
You know what? BVP. That's not a lot of sample size, right? Small sample size there. I'm just gonna
keep talking yourself into it. Keep going.
Pretending it doesn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah. Matt Olson, 4,800 against.
Sure.
I like that. I like that a lot. Crone against Quintana in Colorado probably be popular.
Yep, sure.
After that, I guess we go back to... I'd still play Mancini just in general.
Yeah, and we've talked about this split. This is a reverse split for us.
Yeah.
We've talked about the split a bunch. Glenn Otto is a reverse splits pitcher.
Yep. That's probably it for me.
I would take a stab at Naylor at 4K against Hutchison, but okay. I largely agree. I guess you can play Yuli Gurriel as well at first if you're just going full stack considering the reverse split nature of that matchup. And then Mountcastle against Berrios if you want to go there too. Orioles offenses look pretty good the last couple days.
Sure. All right, let's go on over to the value. We talked about some value. Is there anybody else that you want to go second? You said Mountcastle. Is there anybody else jumping out to you?
Squatino, homer tonight.
Sure.
If you want to go there.
Yeah, that's for Chavis if he's in the lineup at 2K. He's played tonight. It's Mad Bum.
Yeah, I guess he's been a little better lately too, right? Yeah, and we know he just hits lefties.
Just hits lefties. All right, second base. Altuve's at the top at 53. Ketel Marte's at 5K. Brendan Rodgers, lefty, Coors. That's a bingo card.
Five hits. I think he's 5 for five or 4 for 4 tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bingo card.
Yep.
If you want to go there, you certainly can. mid-tier? Anybody jumping off the page to you?
No one jumping off the page. I mean, we like Tommy Edman's price, I think, but he's been kind of bad. Jimenez, I think, would probably be an interesting play. 5 stolen bases over his last 10 games. Who is this guy?
Love it.
Yeah, and now 12 home runs and 12 stolen bases on the year suddenly. 15-15 on the year. That'd be a solid year. So Jimenez probably 4,200 is probably the best mid-tier play.
Yep. I'm with you there. I'm trying to see if anybody else for value. I mean, we generally like the Urias brothers there, so if you want to play Ramon, you could. That's it, though, for me.
I mean, Kevin Biggio, if you're going against Kramer. Some good PvP for the Blue Jays against Kramer. Righties have a lot of success against him. That's probably it, though. I'm with you.
All right, everybody's favorite position. Third base.
Yeah.
Ramirez gets Hutchinson. Devers gets Wright. Riley gets Pivetta. Arenado gets Freeland. Bregman gets Otto. Chapman gets Kramer.
I'd literally play them all. Right? I'd actually not keep any of them. I'm unfortunately on the playbook. I don't know how I'm not going to have 6 third basemen over 5K on my, or 5 on my, in the playbook. Who do you keep off that list? Who's off the island?
Probably Bregman.
I don't know. Reverse splits.
Reverse splits, and he's hitting really well, but I mean,
they're both. He's a reverse splits hitter this year, and Otto is a reverse splits pitcher this year. I don't necessarily disagree,
my core is Riley or Arenado.
Sure, we both should have said the Riley home run call. We both did not say the Riley home run call against Rich Hill, and that was a mistake.
Who did I even say? I don't even remember.
I mean, we didn't say Austin Riley. That's all that really matters.
I did get cheapy. I did.
You said Eric Hosmer?
No, I said Luke Voit.
Yeah, you did say Luke Voit.
What did Washington do today?
Kybert Ruiz had 2 home runs.
All right.
Not Luke Voit.
Can't win them all. Anyway, so that's the top tier. Please just spend up at third base. But if you're choosing not to spend up at third base, I got nothing for you. I don't know what to tell you. Just spend up.
Just spend up.
I don't know. Does any of this mid-tier appeal to you? Maybe Bobby Witt at 46?
Shout out Bobby Witt, now third base eligibility out of the clouds.
Justin Turner's been hitting well.
Just off the IL.
He was hitting well. He's coming off the IL, yeah.
I would probably skip the mid-tier and then go like Aledmys, 37, Ke'Bryan Hayes if we want to stack against Mad Bum. Ke'Bryan Hayes has only hit lefties, like exclusively has hit lefties this year. Ke'Bryan Hayes...
Christian Arroyo had a huge game for Boston tonight. And
I know, it's crazy.
And he's got hits. Look at his recent games, right? He's been productive. He's 2K.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And I think another value would be, I said him on yesterday's podcast, Eli Hurus from the Rockies, 2,700 lefty matchup here, 324 over his last 10 games.
Sounds good to me. All right, shortstop position. Swanson probably 47. You could pay up for Trey if you want.
I was going to say, really, are we staying? What are... That was going to be my question to you. Sonny Gray's been good this year, so it's kind of one of those situations where it's like, he's been good, but the Dodgers are also good, so we're kind of like respecting Sonny Gray a little bit.
It's just not for me. I think Dansby's where I start. Bichette, we talked about it. It was too cheap for yesterday's slate. 4,400 is too cheap.
Double dong.
Yeah. So 4,500, I'll go back. I'll go back to Kramer, right? Righty splits. Yep, give me some of that. Correa, 44. Jose Iglesias with a lefty, 4,300, my boy.
And then just let's drop down, just get it out of the way. Jorge and Paul DeJong, 35-34. But I don't think...
No, Darren Fletcher's not on the slate, so we can't go there.
And
outfield. Forbes is your top price guy.
61?
Yeah, against Sandy. Good luck.
What the?
Not me. You're down at 59, though. I like that.
Yep.
I told you already, I'm playing the White Sox. You can't make me not. So 5K Lewis Robert. I'll sink with the Titanic. I'm okay with that. Acuna at 49.
I think he stole another base tonight.
Yeah, they're pulling ahead in extra innings right now. So largely on his back.
He is definitely the Twins, White Sox are the two teams that I can never get. The Braves are Ronald. Like Knights.
Well, he's only hitting 267 on the year. So it's not like he's having a big season. So
it's just so hard. Yeah, but he also has those games where he gets 2 hits and then steals a base. And it's like, all right, 25 fantasy points out of the clouds. Like, all right, dude, the last 8 times I played you doesn't equal 25 fantasy points.
Mid-tier guys.
O'Neal.
Sure.
Fam homered tonight, John.
He did homer. I think he has a double, too.
He has home run in 2 straight games now.
Yep. Eloy's at 43.
0-10, by the way, against Chris Bowie.
Yeah, it's all right.
Throwing that nugget in there.
Turn it around. Brian Reynolds, you mentioned yesterday against the lefty. Got Matt Bum here at 4K.
Yep.
Dylan Carlson versus the lefty. That's the split we like seeing. 4K.
Yeah, Ram. He'll hit second. They'll hit him second in this lineup here.
Riley Green's at 39. Pollock against the lefty has generally been pretty good.
Like both of those guys.
Yep.
We get the Mancini outfield eligibility as well.
Yep. Jacob McCarthy.
Stolen base monster.
3,100.
I don't hate it. If he's going to get on and steal bases again, like he's just, it's not like a massive upside play, but 4 stolen bases a lot his last 10 games. He gets on a hit, a stolen base, and a run. 10 points. We talked about that with Mateo earlier in the year, right? When he was like $3,000 every slate. He was like, if Jorge Mateo gets on, steals a base, scores a run.
Verdugo's got 3 hits tonight. It's $2,800.
Yeah. There's just no, like, did Fenway move their wall back too?
The team is just disinterested at the moment, which is terrible.
Power is just sapped out of that team.
Yeah. Especially when Sale went down, like they're just demoralized. That was pretty demoralizing, I think, news for them. They're getting Waka back this weekend. Kiki Hernandez is starting his rehab. Trevor Story's swinging a bat. I mean, we're missing guys, but
they're
ready for this year to be over.
What about JJ Bleday, who homered tonight off of Zach Wheeler? Gets Syndergaard. Not like Syndergaard's been tremendous this year. Any of these cheap Pittsburgh guys against Bumgarner to complete our stack here, John?
I will play anybody against Bad Bum, truthfully. A complete gas can right now.
How about Jackie Bradley Jr., ex-Red Sox great, now current Blue Jay great?
Good. Help their defense. Make their lineup. All right, give me your home run guy. No course.
I know. It would just be so easy. Who do you got? You got someone on the White Sox, but who do you got?
Give me Jose Abreu, of course.
I will go with, since you shit on my parade, I'm going to go Alex Bregman against Glenn Otto.
All right. You got Bregman. I got Abreu. That is the podcast. Grande's on the playbook. If you have any questions, get us in Discord.
I have a question.
All right.
Do you guys know that the fantasy football draft guide on Fantasy Alarm is free this year? Did you know that, John?
I did
free.
Know that.
Free. $0, 0 cents.
Cheat sheet, also free.
Cheat sheet, also
auction
free.
Auction values, draft grid, player rankings.
Free. Literally free. You could just head over to fantasyalarm.com, which you could potentially be listening to this and be on the site. You could be also listening on YouTube as a first-time listener. So if you go to fantasyalarm.com, click on the NFL tab. Under the NFL tab, you have the 2022 NFL Draft Guide tab. Click on that. It's free.
Can't be.
It's free.
After this Sunday, there's 4 Sundays left or 5 Sundays left till football. Like we're here.
Sleepers, bus, rookies, league rules, old faces, new places, our mock draft. I mean, literally anything you want, all for free. So, again, just head over to fantasyalarm.com, go to the NFL tab, go to the 2022 NFL Draft Guide tab, and everything there for free. Rankings. Everyone loves the good rankings. We got Jim's rankings, Adam Ronis rankings, and Howard Bender's rankings. Tremendous stuff by the whole content team led by John here. It's been a treat to read everything. And again, if you guys heard John or I yet, it's free.
It's free. It's F-R-E.
$0.
$0. Like I said, that wraps up the podcast. Check that out, of course. And get us in Discord if you have any questions, including the NFL channel. If you're in there as well, we can help you with your draft.
True.
We're here. No problem. And we'll catch you guys later.